It didn't say recording in progress. I've hit
RoboCop.
record. I've hit record, and it's already gone to shit. Let me do this. Turn that off. It's probably going to cut me out, but. Said it then.
It working?
Have you got me now? Great start. Are we back? You back in a
I
room?
think so. Yeah.
That went
I didn't
weird.
leave. Just
I know you didn't leave. I didn't go anywhere either.
went all in
Why
slow
is it
motion.
that it's all fine and dandy, and then you hit record, and then it goes just messing with you.
Yeah, you've got a bit blurry as well.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that will sort itself out.
All right, farewell.
I hope. Happy birthday
Thank you.
for the other day.
Yeah.
41 years
41.
old.
Yep.
You don't fuck about. The youngest looking 41-year-old ever.
What you
Ah,
got there?
cheers. I have got Le Blonde.
A real ale. Hand.
Birre Blonde. I think it's just blonde, isn't it? It's not blonde, is it?
Yeah.
Beer.
So, not
Nice.
long now, mate.
Creeping closer, mate.
You
Ever so
ready?
close. Born ready, mate.
You
There's goals in me, kid.
playing up front again?
Yeah, mate. Strict up front, though. Well, I started in midfield in the last one. That was silly.
Yeah, I was injured, wasn't
Yeah, you're so injured, shouldn't have played. But.
I? Still got about 60 minutes under the belt, though.
He did.
That was so painful.
On quad.
Yeah. Definitely shouldn't have played. That was a stupid idea. But I couldn't let the team down.
To let the team down? That's, well, I, it's admirable of you. Admirable?
Yeah.
Admirable? Just making words up again. It's fine. Wouldn't be the show without a made-up word.
No. Do you have you got your starting 11 in your head?
Yes, mate. I haven't
Yeah.
just got it in my head.
Put it written down.
It's on the phone already. I've even turned the kit from green to white. Ready. Oh. No, I think I might do a little bit of tweaking. I'm not sure yet. With the back four, maybe.
Yeah. And
Midfield,
Everton.
I've got in my head. The midfield is set.
No one's dropped out last minute.
Not yet. Touch wood.
Yeah. What about Stefan? Is he still on board?
He said he's on board. He said that last time.
Hmm.
Who knows?
Mark Coops has been put in the Fizz.
Oh. Who was it? Oh, someone was. It might have been. It might have even been Shipper, actually. He went. Oh no! It was Reesey boy. Because he was about to gob off on the group chat. Because Coops put up, "I can't wait to meet everyone," and blah blah blah. And he was going to put her gay or something like that. And he said he looked at his profile and he went. Oh, he's unit. I was like, he has got some physique on him. I'll give him that. Woo-hoo.
What does Coops do now?
I think he does personal training and I'm going to say painting and decorating or something like that.
Painting and decorating.
That's I'm just throwing out speculation there. That could be. I think he does a bit of CrossFit.
Yeah, he's down at Kyle's place, isn't he? Kyle Dovey's.
Aye, nah, he's a good lad, Coops. I like Coops.
What about Rob Coops? Is he still on board?
Yeah, he loves it as well, doesn't he? Stole him, didn't I?
Yeah. Yoink.
I'm having that one.
I don't think he would have been on Biffo's radar though. Because
No?
he always just played at US Harold, didn't he?
Yeah, I suppose.
Like he didn't play Peggy Westfield and that.
I like Coops, leader of men.
Hell of a player, Coops.
He
How
is
long has he been captain of the army?
Tony Adams of US Harold.
Yeah.
So good. Exciting time zone.
What time does it all kick off?
What, the actual kickoff?
No, like the whole.
So, I
What are you
think
doing?
I
You got a
said
marching band?
we have, hey, we have got the army cadets.
Yeah.
They're coming down to help out. But no, I don't think we've got a marching band. That would have been
No.
brilliant, though. Why didn't I think of that?
I thought that's what you were doing with the cadets.
Well, if they want to do that, they can do that, I suppose.
They probably won't have a band
They have
available.
a bugler. We're going to start bugle tryouts. I haven't got a bugle. Play with your goddamn mouth. Do you know any Kenny G? Or is it Stevie Wonder? You are the sunshine in my life.
It would have been good to have a little parade shun.
Parade!
Maybe you
I
can do some
literally.
last minute calls.
Oh, maybe. So, yeah, maybe. So I got home, ch changing the subject slightly, I got home just after six. Someone has either pumped Jessica full of sugar or shoved a Duracell battery somewhere because she hasn't shut up since I got in, and it was like quick fire,
Yeah.
like a GPMG going off. Like, I was like, I've just walked through the fucking door. But it started off, she was talking about a girl who gets on her nerves in class, who's trying to go up in sets, and she gets all the attention from the teacher and blah, kept going and going and going. I was like, okay, cool. She finished that. I sat down, and then it was, I'm learning about World War II, Dad, about the Blitz. I was like, okay. Rattled off everything she knew about the Blitz. And then she was like, you were in some rocket attacks, weren't you, Dad? Yeah. What were they like? Not fun, but it was all right. Then I literally went into we then just went off, and we literally, to be fair, it was a beautiful conversation. We literally spoke solidly for about an hour and a half, just about, we started off on history, and then she wanted to know about the difference between Catholics and Protestants, and at the end of it, she went, Dad, by any chance, did you take history and RE at school? And I went, no. I was like, no, I just enjoy it now because, you know, you've got to be a bit more worldly, you could say. I was like, when I joined up into the military, you're very focused on that's good and that's evil when it's not as black and white as that in some aspects.
I
It's
wonder
like
when they're
on
going
my.
to start teaching about the Middle East wars
I don't know.
in school.
Don't know. So I told her, I said to her, I was like, we were sent to Afghanistan to eliminate the Taliban, get rid of them. We fought them for 21 years and then basically went, you can have it back now if you want.
We don't need your poppies. We've already
Yeah.
taken them all.
Yeah. So that was, I haven't really seen much of Fee. Probably upstairs wearing a fucking Arsenal shirt or something.
She
Traitor.
messaged me on my birthday. Her picture on iMessage is Eminem.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
And she said, happy birthday. I was like, oh, thank you very much. She just put, you're well.
You will.
Welcome.
Yeah. Considering they're on their phones a lot and text a lot and talk a lot to other people, they are shit when they reply to parent.
Yeah, George is like that, mate. Unless she wants something, and then she's quick fire.
Oh, excuse me. 10-hour art exam, though.
Yeah.
Oof.
I suppose for her, though, that's one of the better exams.
Yeah.
If you have to sit for 10 hours doing something, for her, art's fine. And that's as much as I got out of her when I
I take it
said,
they get a
oh.
break in that. It's not like 10 hours solid.
No. It's 5 hours through the day. So I'm guessing they do it up till lunch, take a break, and then go back in. And then she'll do the same again tomorrow. But in that 10 hours, she's got to complete her painting.
What happens if they do it in like 2 hours?
And she can go, I guess.
Just done.
Yeah, I don't think it's. I think 10 hours is like the time it takes to do it properly.
I get you. Yeah, because you hear him say, how long did that take? Oh, that took me, 48 hours to complete this bit of
Yeah.
art. Some art is shit, though, these days, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
In my
Yeah.
opinion, not that I'm cultured in art,
No, George brought up the banana. Remember when they just duct taped a banana to the wall? Called that art.
yeah, that's art, mate. We've got at work, we've got a giant apple, and it's the slices of peace. And I didn't know that the apple is one of the symbols of Kent, and I went,
Was it?
how fucking dare you?
Was
You're not allowed a fucking apple. It's my county's app, my county's apple symbol, that and a bull.
Have you seen all the murals around Hereford?
They're fucking brilliant.
Yeah. I just hope they don't get vandalised.
Didn't look like that in my day.
Well, they've got the university now, haven't
Oh, is it?
they? Yeah.
I thought I was a bit pie in the sky.
No, they've got certain university courses. I don't think it's a fully fledged uni yet, but I think that is the aim. So you can do like Hereford's quite famous for blacksmithing, so you can do a university course in that, and a lot of other art stuff. So a lot of blue hair.
A lot of blue hair. I didn't know blacksmithing was still a big thing.
Yeah,
Is it?
but it's not
Making
as big as
horseshoes
it.
and that.
Yeah, someone's got to make them, haven't they? You'd have thought they'd do it in a factory by now, but
Yeah.
I guess there's something. I don't know what the word is.
Bespoke.
Yeah. Get my horse, he gets his shoes handmade.
Who first thought that was a good idea?
What about horses'
To put,
shoes on?
to stab a horse in the foot with a metal object
Don't know. There must be a
and
reason
nails.
for it.
Because they definitely don't have them in nature, so.
No, but they're not on roads in nature, are they? Do they wear them all the time? Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I can honestly say to you, I don't have a clue about horses.
Let's have a
Is a great start to a
look.
podcast. If you haven't turned off, I'm sure it'll get better. These fucking pricks are talking about horses.
Horses wear shoes to strengthen and protect their hooves and feet.
All right.
Their hooves, not their feet. Hang on a minute.
What? Have they got little feet under the big toenails?
Horseshoes prevent hooves from wearing down too quickly, protecting them from damage and injury in particular. The frog, due to its soft and tender nature, can be more susceptible to injuries than other parts of the hoof. It's just a metal shoe, isn't it?
No shoe. A bit like us, really.
Except we don't nail them to our feet.
Yeah, we don't nail them to the feet because that hurts. Really hurts.
How many players have we got for this game?
20.
20. So we've got enough to rotate properly then.
We got 20, maybe 21, because I got asked by Charlie, the CEO of Rock to Recovery, if a lad who is going through, excuse me, some of the Rock to Recovery counselling and is a big football fan, and asked if he could have 10 to 15 minutes because they think it could help him with his mental health and whatnot to be part of a team. And I graciously said yes.
I can't see why you would say no. Imagine
No, I
that,
know.
no.
How hard should that be? I did say to him, I did say to Charlie, I went, look, he's going to have to borrow one of the lad's shirts who's coming off because our kit is made for each player at the moment until we get a proper big time sponsor. Big time. But then again, I don't think Lee Smith is playing. Because his under 13s team are potentially winning the league that day, so he might not be playing. So
Priorities.
yeah, I asked you first. So I'm actually looking forward to the night out as well.
That'll be
Afterwards,
good.
shit shirt night. Yeah.
We're doing shit shirts again.
Fuck I. Properly this time.
What do you mean, properly?
Because there'll be more of us.
Oh, there'll be more places open as well.
And open, yeah. Which is one of the reasons why I chose the Saturday instead of a Sunday. Which wouldn't
They
really have
still
made much
would have,
difference.
yeah, they still would have been open in Hereford.
Yeah. It wouldn't have made much difference anyway, because I didn't realise until the build up now, that it's bank holiday weekend. Me fair, mate. Yeah, I'm just looking forward to it. That is really gassy. I'm
It?
fucking burping like a cunt over here. Yeah, there's been like zero stress. The only stress I sort of had was, is anyone gonna come? Or because I can't see, because previously it was all tickets, so I could see who's bought tickets and how many tickets they bought. Because this is just donation on the door, I have no idea. But from what Biffo's done and what Westfields have now started to do,
Your
and how,
Herefordshire
and
voice.
yeah, they've all put stuff out. Like, I mean, that never happened down here. Where I asked for like Maidstone United to help share some posts, and they were like, "Oh, we'll put some posters up." Like, did you? Or you'd like to speak to any of the others similar sort of things? The only thing I managed to do was get it round a few of like Facebook groups. But even then, Chrissy Dunn found it hilarious. He was like, because people get annoyed if you put like a post about a charity event. That's got nothing to do with the local village. Removed. It's for charity. We did.
Yeah, people are funny, aren't they?
Me and Jess had a little argument with a Karen the other day.
All right.
We were doing a house viewing, and I parked slightly on the curb. There was literally nowhere for me to park. So I popped it on the curb slightly. This lady came around with her phone. Can't park there. Wasn't in a Herefordian accent at all. It was definitely in a Kent accent. And I was like, I was literally 5 minutes. That's all I was. And she was like, what if a wheelchair user wanted to get through? I went, well, they could have gone on the other side of the fucking road then, couldn't they? Oh, shouldn't talk like that. Fuck off.
I took Georgie into town the other day, and we were coming up at a church street back into town, and this lady was walking really weird, doing like a chest forward romper stomper walk, walking straight at me, and was like, move. And I like stopped, and I stopped dead and went, oi, fuck off, bitch. George just like fell over laughing. I pointed as well, fuck off, bitch.
I love that.
And I did the oi as well. Oi.
Oi. I love an oi. Brilliant.
I just don't get
Do
why
it.
people are like that. Just
Yeah,
don't
it's.
be a twat. And this is, I bring this up regularly. This is why we need to bring bullying back slightly. I say
Yeah,
this at
bullying.
work all the time because you get people getting real mouthy, youngsters.
Oh yeah.
And it's like,
Oh, I get it all the time
you got no idea how hard I could smack you right in your fucking mouth.
Yeah.
And because it doesn't happen anymore, they don't, you don't have to be scared because it'd just be like,
I had a little prick, near, I'll say near where I work. He pushed a fucking trolley out in front of my car.
the
Fucking bellend.
thing is, like, kids, I've always been kids, so I'm not standing there going, in my day or anything like
Oh,
that.
back in my day.
No, but what I mean is like people in general, because they just sit behind these computer screens all the time, there's no repercussions. Like, you wouldn't normally talk to somebody like that. You
Nah.
wouldn't, because you would just get a clip around the ear. I think
Yeah.
I've said it to people at work. Like, when was the last time you had a clip around your ear?
You're so old.
Well,
Clip
but I
around the ear.
mean, I am like 20 years older than some of these people, but
Clip
it's
round the
like
ear, mate.
one of
That's
them didn't even know what it meant. He went, "I'm getting my hair cut next week."
getting your ears lowered,
Yeah.
helmet. Fuck me. Yeah, because you were cheeky, but also you knew that if
Yeah,
you spoke at a
you take
turn
it, don't
to
take it
a
too far.
certain, yeah, because you go, oh, he's definitely gonna clock me if I keep
Yeah.
going. And they're gonna make it fully illegal all over Britain, aren't they? Oh, not allowed to smack, a little smack on the bum.
I don't think you should hit your kids.
Smack on the bum. Oh, a slap across the face by mum for not putting eye drops in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cheers, mum.
I think we've both been on the receiving end of those.
Yeah. I still can't put eye drops in now. Kate thinks it's hilarious.
No one can.
He's like, you're such a baby. I'm like, get away from my eyes.
I don't think anyone can. It's like contact lenses. I don't understand them. Just
Not
can't
natural.
do that.
You know when I got kicked in the head trying to stop you from beating someone
Yes.
up, and on Christmas Day I had to go and get my eye checked.
Yeah.
I had to sit in, I had to get sat in this like machine that strapped my head in, and they basically poked me in the eye with like a fucking needle thing. I don't know, I still don't know why. But I remember just being sat there, my eye like sort of held open, and then this like pointer just coming towards my eye. Oh, mate, making my eyes water thinking about it. Fuck me, that was horrible.
Yeah, my dad said about his cataracts.
Yeah, and it pulled his eye out. Then they popped the eye out and give him like a little rub. It'll clean.
No, no.
Shine it up.
No. You've got to look at, well, not look at, you've got to not look at a laser that goes into your eye. If you look at it, you can go
What am I
blind.
thinking of then?
I don't know. I think you just made that up.
I'm sure something is
They
like
don't
they
pop
pop
your
your
eye
eye
out
out
and
and give it
spit
like a,
polish it.
yeah, and just like play that game with your eyeballs.
No, I think you made that up.
Oh, I did. That's bro science. Don't look at the late. Don't tell me not to look at the laser because now I want to look at the laser. The freaking laser beam attached to my head.
I'll tell you about that birthday present I got with the rocks that you put in the freezer last year.
No. I was there.
Yeah, so you put it in your whiskey and it doesn't
Oh,
dilute it.
yeah.
Do you know, this is going to be the wrong way around, I think.
I spot him. We're Hish key. We're ISIS key. ISIS.
Brzezinski.
There's
That's the
ISIS in
company
there.
that make them.
I've got some
Whisky.
whiskey cubes. They're in the. I don't think I've ever used them really. I don't mind an ice cube in the whiskey, if I'm honest. Now's a good time. I should get some cigars tomorrow from Trident Cigars. This is
Oh,
not an
nice.
advert or anything, because I'm not allowed to advertise it. But yeah,
Why are you not allowed to advertise it?
because say that word, specific laws that say you can't advertise tobacco.
Oh.
So this is not an advert, but if you do
You'll
want to
probably
go
get
to there.
flagged on YouTube.
You do want to go to Trident Cigars and get yourself some, put in the promo code Granite Zero. No, but I am getting some. They've sent me some. Gentlemen. They've got some
What
new
about
ones
five
coming
pound?
out for well for tomorrow, St. George's Day. They've made us a slight smaller little pack.
I just got really confused because
What?
tomorrow is St. George's Day, but I'm pretty sure in Hereford they did a St. George's
St.
George
George's.
St. George's Day parade on Sunday. But that you might have seen my face go, what?
I did see that with the scouts.
Yep. Chris there.
Probably.
Is he
He's
still a
he.
scout?
I don't know. Should I ask him? All right, Chris, you still a scout kid? Hopefully he's got some new football boots.
Yeah, or his Skechers. His
Honey.
Damps.
So
I've
funny.
never seen a football boot fall apart like that before.
Normally, it melted, but
Yeah.
he carried on playing.
Yeah.
Half a boot.
Get visited by one of the cats, but he can't get in.
It's not celebrated enough, is it? St. George's Day.
No.
I've seen that my algorithm is full of it now, that they've been talking about it a lot on different media outlets, that people still see the St. George cross as a racist flag
Right.
because of how it's tied in with far right groups and football hooligans.
Also tried to conquer the world.
We
Just
did,
trying to.
and we did a fucking good job about it. You're welcome. Also abolished slavery, so you're welcome.
Also had a big hand in making slavery so big in Europe.
Yeah, but also, so did the Africans.
Yeah. Just because one's doing it
Yeah.
doesn't mean everyone
Doesn't
has to
make it
join in.
right. No, exactly. Exactly. But yeah, apparently it's still racist. I disagree.
Okay.
Full stop.
Nice.
Everybody else, I say everybody else. I saw a thing where it's like the Welsh can be proud of being Welsh, Scottish can be proud of being Scottish, the Irish can be proud of being Irish. If you're proud to be English, you're racist. It's like, oh. No. That's not the case, I don't think.
It's a tough one, isn't it? Because we did oppress the Welsh, we did oppress the Scottish, we did oppress the Irish at times. Not necessarily now, but
No,
it's
no.
still the heritage
You
of.
can understand, yeah, definitely. If you go back through history and you can understand where a lot of the hate comes from, understandably, and rightly so in some aspects. You know, we went to like India and put our flag in and went, "Have you got a flag?" And they go, "No." Well, we're claiming this for the Queen. They're like, "What?" That's mine now. You haven't got a flag, mate. So if you want to fight, then we got guns. Basically.
Think that's what happened in most of the world. Okay.
You monkey.
Monkey.
Monkey. Reading his paper.
Upside down.
It's not, though.
What, the monkey's upside down, is he?
No, it's the paper. It's a tabloid. Not tabloid, the other one. Broadsheet.
Broadsheet.
Too big. Fold in half. No?
Could be. I haven't looked into it that much.
I think I'm right. I like to think I'm right.
Do you want my Stranger Things lights as well?
Yeah, is that for just in case you get stuck in the upside down?
Yeah. Can make them flash.
Yeah, don't go flash at me.
No.
Did you miss your bar, or are you quite happy with now
No, I'm happy with this.
you beat laboratory?
Yeah, I'm happy with it like this.
That's nice. It's nice.
I was born in it.
Molded by it. I didn't see the light of day until I was making mad. Right then, I was blinded. Wow. All right. Chill out.
You ever seen the interview where he got that voice from?
Yes. It's like a
It's quite
traveller, isn't
funny.
it?
Yeah.
Yeah. He talks a bit like this.
Boxer. Yeah.
And I saw the one with Heath Ledger's Dark Knight. He's a musician or something, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, weird guy.
He thought he's dead.
He was having a moment, wasn't Bless him.
Yeah. Well, have you seen the trailer for the new Joker?
Yeah. There's a very cool bit of cinematography
Oh, spell it.
where she draws the
Yeah.
lipstick smile, and then he puts his mouth. I was like,
Yeah.
oh. Just yes, I
Hey, that
applaud
was
that.
really weird. Because you just clapped and the clap didn't come through the mic.
I've got my dildo on it.
That doesn't.
Is it
That
not?
stops. Well, I mean, only to a
No,
certain
because I was coming
extent.
from underneath.
It's not coming.
Clap on.
That's. Can
Clap off.
you hear mine?
You're not clapping.
I am.
You're pressing pause or something.
No.
Does that not do nothing? People
No.
are going, "What the fuck are these two dickheads doing?" On the video, we're just. And then There's no sound.
But it doesn't.
Why did you clap so feminine?
No, I'm trying to make it as loud as.
Man clap. Stop.
Yeah,
Why your lip? Why your wrist so limp? Got a lot of time for
that'll
that.
be the clap, not the clap,
The AIDS. I had to
the clip.
reshare that, mate, the other day for your birthday. The mate, I love it. You running over the Johnny story is one of my favorite stories. Thought I had AIDS. It's just the way you started it. You know, I thought I had AIDS as a kid. Glad you didn't.
Have you had your balls checked recently?
Not recently. I most days in the shower and that, I have a little fondle. Was that a genuine question? Oh, because I fucking mentioned it, didn't I? Oh yes, I remember now. Because I went to have my boobs checked. And they checked my dick as well and my testes. I wasn't expecting that. I've got I felt a lump on my under my nipple. All right, I better check your testicles. Huh? Didn't realize that was on the agenda. I'd have had him shaved. You better go in for your proper physical soon, don't you, old boy? Get right up there. Massage the prostate. Not for you.
No, thank you.
It's like dad. Like, oh, I have constantly coughing and everything hurts. Dad, you're gonna go get checked up? No. Okay. Fine. I'm 33% disabled. It's fine. Was always a funny one. When he got his little like payout or whatever it was, or his increase in his pension. His ankles. Was it ankles, knees were down to parachuting, but not his lower back, or his lower back and his ankles, but not his knees, or something like that. Nothing to do with parachuting. Oh, is it not? So it might have been his knees, actually. I don't bend my knees when I land, I just straight leg it.
That's what Dave Percy did.
Yeah. He's in a bad state at the minute. Dad was saying. Or was it Mum that told me? Well, yeah. He went to his PTR reunion, didn't he? Big Tomo.
Yeah, and he hasn't told me anything about it.
Oh, is he not?
Nope.
Yeah, Tom. I literally sent him a text saying, "Are you at your reunion?" Yes.
Yeah.
Ah, having fun, or maybe
I'm not
sent him a
sure I
little.
like their badge thing.
Oh, with all the legs and that.
Yeah.
I've never
Holding
seen
like
that
a
before. I've
baton.
never seen that before in my life. I
No.
always thought it was the cross swords with the crown, but that might be the army PTI corps. Because obviously you can specialize in the you have to specialize in the army,
Yeah,
where
you can't
Air
go
Force
in
you
as a
go straight
PTI.
in. Yeah, I always thought it was cross swords and crown.
Contamination. What's contamination?
That's just the PTI one though, isn't it? Reunion. That's not PGI, the cool guys.
Yeah, it was just PTI, I think.
That's probably why he didn't speak about it much.
Yeah, maybe. Just thought he would have had a bit, but to be honest, he's had his last couple where he's been back. He's been a bit
Quiet.
Well, it's not quiet. It's like he just he'll go out for his game of golf or sauna or whatever he does in the morning, go and have some lunch. And you don't see him till night time. As usual, he's like, right, go to bed. Off he goes. I don't know why he doesn't go and play golf a bit later, but he doesn't. Oh, Guinness
He's
now.
set in his ways.
Mix and match.
Well,
I still think that's mental.
what? I don't think you're clapping, though.
I am.
I think you're going.
Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing.
Nothing.
That's madness.
That's got to be
If
some
I
sort of.
do that,
Yeah.
no, yours isn't doing that. Yours didn't do anything. Hello.
That's better. But
No, nothing.
you can't hear that. It's got to be a filter on Zoom then.
We'll give him that. Well done, Zoom.
Must sound mental in the other rooms of my house, and me just clapping.
A clap.
Darren's gone special again.
Lana will poke her head in a minute. What are you fucking clapping for?
The NHS.
That was a thing once.
Yeah.
I spoke to your good lady today. Probably told you I was bored.
She
I
did.
made a tactical error. I was like Tony Smith. I went, there's no Tony Smith.
Fleming in it.
And I had to text her. I went, what's your granddad's second name? She's like, Fleming. I was like, oh, Fleming. Of course it fucking is. Idiot. Now what I got on that for was I was talking to Damien. I spoke to you about Damien Lewis, the author, not the guy that was in Band of Brothers. And he's potentially thinking about doing something with Oman, another book, because he does a lot of books
Oh
for the
man.
SS. Oh man. And I was like, oh, my sister-in-law's granddad was quite heavily involved in Oman.
Guess it was quite heavy.
And I was like, can't remember his name. But then I found a website which I then sent to Lana Banana, and I saw found a picture of a young Tony, and I was like, that's fucking Declan.
Yeah, doesn't it?
That's fucking Declan. I was like, fair fucking play. But then I started reading and I got all stuck down a fucking family wormhole. But yeah, there we go. That's a little story for you. That was my day. I
Still don't know
also
what Grandad got his award for.
now we still don't know. Granny Ma said that he just got given it for being warrant officer at the time, I think.
She also, when I asked her, went over about 14 different stories of why he had it. So I don't think she actually knew.
Yeah.
The
Who
main
knows?
part of her thing was that all the wives got invited to go to a party.
Yeah.
They didn't care.
No.
They just were like, actually, we're actually allowed to go and have a drinky poo.
Drinky poos. Little drinky poos. He was a lad, wasn't he? He was a little fucking moped. I would like to go back and meet him. Like, but adult me.
Yeah.
And just go, hey, granddad, do you want to go for a beer?
As long as you're paying.
That's what it would be. You're fucking paying, you are. I'll have a fucking side of whiskey.
Still find it
Oh.
interesting that dad's none of them are bothered about their Irish.
I know it's annoying, isn't it?
Not even slightly. I guess Grandad probably wasn't that patriotic about being Irish.
Well, I think from what I can establish with the fact that he served in the Royal Air Force, etc. I think he would have classed himself more as British than Irish.
Yeah.
Probably where they grew up. We don't even know where they grew up, but I know Grandma said that they lived in Belfast for a bit, and she hated it
Yeah.
because it was during the Troubles, and she didn't like being there. She didn't really feel safe, etc. But we had a. I just don't understand how they all lost contact. It's bizarre. It genuinely is bizarre to me. We saw Great Uncle Jimmy once, who I've got my middle name after.
Yeah, and also that's where I get my dance moves from.
He had some dance moves, didn't he?
Oh, he couldn't have quick step.
Fucking love. He loved the fucking Irish jig, didn't he?
Ballroom.
Might have a game against the Northern Irish football supporters next year. Secret.
It's not a secret now, is it?
Lads trip. Football trip. Belfast. Granite Zero versus Northern Ireland supporters. Not a joke. Serious.
Where did you pull that one out from?
Brooksy, goalkeeper.
All right. Is he coming this time?
He's injured.
All right.
He sliced his fucking hand open on a trailer. Got massive. It almost took his thumb off.
Took his fucking thumbs.
Fucking took his fucking thumbs. So I spoke to him and I was like, because I've been a bit selfish, as I've always wanted to go over to Ireland anyway.
You can't just go.
I know, but now I've got a proper excuse. He said he can. They've got a big charity football team that they play quite often. I was like, oh, cool. We'll do that. But I say that. That's if we can get a fucking team. It's hard enough getting people to fucking show up for this fucker. Ha! Just be me. But it's in the
Really loves
pipeline.
the world, hey?
It's in the pipeline. Fucking hell. Right myself in me fucking.
The
Ooh, I'm fucked.
schnoz.
Right. I saw a thing the other day on Instagram Reels, I think it was. If you were in a room with no escape, right, say like the size of my shed, what is the biggest animal you think you could beat in a fight?
I don't know, man, because the mentality in it.
Think it's mentality.
That's what people always say. Yeah. I
It
could do
is.
MMA. People don't know what I'm like.
I'm going to put a bear in an armbar.
The biggest animal. I mean, we're both going feral.
Yeah, you're both
It's
going.
one thing being in a room and you're being like, ugh, there's a rat. But I'll kill that rat. Then
Oh,
I fixed
yeah.
that rat.
I'd squeeze it.
Yeah.
His fucking head would pop off.
I don't know, because like when you think about it, like even a spaniel, if it's go like I don't know though,
It's
because like, a spaniel can be as aggressive as it wants. If I twat it on its nose,
you give it a good
same as an
fucking.
Alsatian, if I get in there first.
Yeah, I said probably like a dog, like a medium-sized dog. I reckon I could punch really hard in the head.
Yeah, because the thing is,
Several times.
you wouldn't want to.
But if it's me or the dog, I'm pulling its fucking legs apart and then beating it to death with it. Either that or maybe a cat. I reckon I could kill a cat quite easily.
Like to think so.
Bobcat.
Oh, they're nasty though.
Definitely no bigger than like a medium-sized dog-sized animal.
Yeah,
And
because you
usually,
think like I could like if you had a dog jack size. Yeah, if I reckon if I smacked it, yeah, but you're just annoying it, and it's just gonna get more
yeah, because
aggressive.
I think as hard as I could punch, I think that dog could probably take a decent punch.
I've seen him at the vets when he doesn't want to be at the vets, and
Yeah, he a big boy. It's like that fucking bloke. I think Brendan Schaub spoke to him before, where he reckons he could street fight anyone. I'm 230 pounds, man.
oh, yeah.
Think I clipped this on a different episode.
He's on about,
How do you reckon he could take a DJ?
yeah, and Sharp's like, no.
That's a different kind of animal. Who beat a 260-pound brown belt in an open weight tournament?
Yeah, it was mental, wasn't it?
Yeah. Off. He's so small.
He is, but slippery little fella.
He's a slippery little fucker. Strong as an ox, I reckon.
Annoyingly. I bet he's annoyingly strong. It's like, why are you so strong, but you're so teeny?
Tiny. McGregor's fighting again, and he's fighting matey boy
Yeah.
Chandler.
So how do you reckon? What weight class do you think that the super shunt would work up until?
Oh, my super shunt.
I'm gonna push you.
It probably wouldn't even go past fucking featherweight, would it really?
Yeah,
Flyweight, maybe. Bantamweight.
you reckon you could super shunt Jack?
You're what, as in?
Jack Shaw.
I was gonna say, as in the dog. Why would I not
Wanna push the
pushing a
dog
dog?
over?
But is he ready for the shunt? Because that's the main part of the shunt, is that they're not ready.
I'll say no
I'm
then.
going to push you. Ah, I never laugh like that. Oh, such a rascal! I did launch that lad though.
Upset
When
and dusk.
the night of the super shunt, which is my superpower apparently, according to the kid Harry Fowler, I launched him across about four tables. I think he slapped Harry. I think he slapped him, and that's why I went, ha ha, good to push you. Launched. Also
I used
punched
to...
someone in dust for Harry as well. I think you were there on that night as well. In fact, I think you then hit him a bit later, same lad.
Yeah.
It was like I did a Darren Thompson sniper punch.
I always get the
And then
sniper headbutt, didn't I?
snuck off so the bouncers couldn't find me. Do you know what I did the other day? Generally, I went back through some rascal fucking photos that you've got on your Facebook from back in the day. There was one where I'm wearing like a
Baby's bonnet, yeah.
baby bonnet and
Yeah.
I'm butt fucking someone.
I
I had so much testosterone. Glad to fuck you in my baby bonnet. Good night, it's out in dust that, mate.
remember when you climbed to the ceiling?
Yeah, that was on. I was in a marquee when we went to go and row.
Yeah.
I did it in my boxers.
Yeah.
Because we all did it. I went last, didn't I? Because I wanted to prove a point. I'm
Yeah,
the alpha.
I did it.
You did it, and then I got the other team's jersey after climbing it. I rapid getting up there, and then burnt all
Yeah,
my hands
you
on the way
burnt your
down.
hands on the way down,
And then I picked up their shirt and wiped my ass with it.
yeah. Yeah. Tell you what,
And they bagged me.
that was a really, really bad idea. Can you imagine the deaths that could have occurred?
I know. I was so pissed.
Yeah. That's what I mean.
Oh, it's a
Terrible idea.
tradition. Is it?
Oh.
I don't remember getting up there going, this is quite high. And yeah, I
Oh,
remember they thought it
Golfina
was.
flying over.
Yeah, right. So I remember wiping my ass with their shirt and throwing it on the floor. And
Yeah.
then one of them came and pulled my boxes down, didn't they? And they thought, ah, we got him here. And I just started dancing. Dick out. Full Stifler mode, mate. Jellycopter in the captain.
Helicopter.
Hey. Such a rascal going out on the piss. I was such a liability as well. I
Yeah.
was either brilliant or oh he wants to just fight people like an idiot.
He's punched a hole in a fence again.
Yeah. So many scars on my hands from punching a fence. Where did I punch a fence?
It's on the hospital walk, isn't it?
So angry, going to punch you.
We had the Terminator 2 fight downstairs in Archways.
Oh, we did, yeah. That was like one where we didn't really want to hit each other, so we're just gonna throw each other into the walls and that. Rip my shirt, and then I told Mum that you ripped my shirt. It was my favourite shirt, mate. Top Gun it had on it, Iceman. You've had some silly fights in the past, mate.
That one was over. I think George had just been born, and I told you to be like, keep the noise
Yeah, be
down.
quiet. And I was trying to eat my curry. Just being loud and smashing to eat. Just being a dick. I was being a dick. Let's face it, I was being a dick. I deserve to be fucking thrown out. Shut up, Darren. Don't you tell me what to do. You're not the boss of me. Have
You had your dinner.
I?
Yeah.
I have pizza.
Really
Bit of pizza.
nutritionally sound on the in the build up to this game
It
then.
is, mate. Do you know what? When you're the tank, mate, you've got to just fucking roll through people, you know what I mean? Did that annoy you as much as it
Yeah.
annoyed me?
I got some
Maybe
spatchcock chicken, which will be
that
ready very soon.
you should be able to make that on a barbecue. All I've had for the past 2, 3 weeks. Pardon me. Can't wait for the beefy boys. Can't wait for the beefy boys. Oh, yeah. What are you going to order? I don't know. Burger, probably.
Who's that been from?
So yeah, Big Stew. He's really into it. His boys come in with him, who played in our last game, as in the friendly game.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm gonna go for a challenge. I was like, I don't think you are, because I went, you're gonna get like a burger, mate. Just chill. They're gonna be busy. It's a fucking Friday night. He's like, I'm gonna go for 8 patties. Well, you're not gonna finish that.
But that doesn't matter. That's not the ch that Romanian English bird did like 12
I
in
know.
like 11 minutes. Like, you ain't doing that, mate. She eats a
And it's
lot
gonna
of food
be,
for a living.
and also, that'd be quite expensive. So,
Yeah.
chew your fucking beans. Now, because he was looking through like the Instagram and that, and he obviously saw the Beefy Boys bus, you could say, or van or whatever you call it. And
Truck, yeah.
he was like, "Are we gonna have a truck?" I went, "What?" Fucking restaurant. He was like, "Is it?" I was like, "Oh, fuck it. Where have you lived for the past however long?" I went, "Go and watch fucking Sunday brunch or something. You'll find one of them on there." New cookbook though, mate. You involved in the cook? You involved in the cookbook?
I'm in it.
Oh yeah. You gonna
I'm
give
in
me
it.
a? You gonna give me an autograph?
I can do.
I haven't signed my book that you got. Could, but who gives a shit? Mixed reviews.
Mixed reviews.
Was good to see you out yesterday, though, mate, with Big Berth. Who was the
Oh,
other guy
Troy,
with
yeah.
you with the with
Troy.
Troy? I don't know that guy.
You haven't met him yet. No, they won't. They won't be cooking because they'll be working Saturday. Matty that I worked with was like, "How do I get a couple of minutes in this fucking charity game, then, mate?" Like, it's a bit like that, mate. He's a good
Should
player,
have
though.
asked. Should have asked earlier. We got another one. Northern Ireland. Now, yeah, be good. Be good. Now, it's good to see you out, though. Oh, get your shirt
Yeah,
back.
just over the Rosie. Watch United.
Yeah,
United.
I did. That was a strange event.
A weird game, isn't it? Anthony's a shit house, isn't he? You gotta get rid of
I
him.
fuck it. I hate him. I don't think I've not spoken to a single United fan that likes him. You kind of want him to do good because of the price tag that we paid him for and what he did at Ajax. He was semi-decent for Ajax. And he started well. He scored against your lot. And then he scored against City and whatnot. But I was like, come on.
Nah, he's a fucking knob.
He's shit, mate.
Did he run past the Coventry players like that?
No, he put his hands to his ears.
Oh, you're playing
He didn't even take a
Coventry.
penalty. Like, to be fair, I saw one of those sort of social media outlets. Can't remember which one. Trying to slag off Hoyland for scoring the winning penalty. They went, look at him celebrating like,
Well, no, you
hang
do.
on. I was like, hang on. He just scored the winning penalty to get us to the final. I can understand him celebrating. I can understand some of the other players running, like being a bit excited because they finally got to a final or whatever. But cupping your ears. As if to say, can you
Yeah,
hear
to
me now?
Coventry City.
You shit, mate. Harry Maguire went over and shook the players' hands straight away.
Yeah, he didn't know what he was doing though, did he?
No, I think he might have been
He was
lost.
just confused. He just thought he had to
Nah,
shake
fucking
everyone's
man of the
hand.
match, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But it was mad, mate. 71 minutes. 3-0 up. And then we just went, ah, go on, Ed. Do you want to go? Everybody else has 1,000 shots at us. You might as well have a couple of goes. And Arna got double booking.
See. Was that
He got,
stupid penalty rule?
yeah, so he got booked for time wasting, and then in the penalty shootout, he got booked for being a shit house to one of the attackers.
Why is this rule only just come about?
That apparently it's always been a rule that if you get,
What,
you have
it
to
just happened twice this year and never in the entire time I've
never,
played football.
never, and never before. Weird. But yeah, because that Martinez did it, didn't he? Keep Villa alive. Why was his badge upside down?
Don't know. It's a bit like his career, isn't
I hate him.
it?
I hate him. I don't even think he's that good a goalkeeper, in my opinion. I hate him.
On the World Cup, mate. It was fixed.
Fixed World Cup one for that fucking little overrated midget as well. He's not overrated. That's I don't take that back. I did get shit the other day from Big Stu at work because I said Pele was overrated.
Yeah.
Oh, well, he's overrated. He went, "What, you're not putting Pele as your number one greatest of all time?" And I went, "No." When he played in Brazil, and that was it. I think he played for like San Diego Earthquakes or something in America. Whatever. Not, I'm not bothered by Pele.
No.
Controversial.
Maradona,
Class. Yeah, he did it on
though.
several
Lunatic.
clubs. He did it at several clubs as well, didn't he? Barcelona,
Yeah.
Napoli, Sampdoria.
Don't know. River Plate.
Bloody. That's how I read it.
Yeah. Right, mate, I'm
Bloody.
gonna have to shoot. I got.
All right, mate. You enjoy your spatchcock.
I will. I'll catch up with you. Well, should we try and do another one before the game?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm off all this week. Let's do a double week.
Why are you off all week?
Why not?
You deserve it. You work hard. All right, mate.
All right, cheers, mate. All
We'll get it done.
right, bye, bye, bye,
All
bye.
right, bye.
Girls, you've reached the adverts. Now, welcome. For me, I like to use CBD oil, and there's nothing better than Kent CBD. So make sure you check them out. I'll use them to help with my PTSD, my depression, and my anxiety. I use the oil. It is fantastic. Highly recommend it. But not only that, I use their muscle rubs for the aches and pains that I get in my joints, especially my knees and my ankles. I rub that shit in, and it's fucking brilliant. So make sure you check them out. Put in the promo code GRANITE0 at checkout and get yourself 10% off. You're welcome. But not only that, if you like to support veteran-owned companies like I do, make sure you check out Green Beret Coffee and get yourself 10% off there at checkout. They are roast to order and it's top quality and everything goes back to the company itself. Fantastic. Green Beret Coffee, put in the promo code GZPODCAST 10 for your 10% discount. Now, recently, Granite Zero has become an affiliate, a family member of HR4K. So, if you want to support another fantastic veteran-owned company, put in the promo code Granite Zero at checkout at HR4K, all their products, and enjoy them. I wear them, I support them most episodes. They are brilliant. They help support many other companies, they help to support many other veteran charities. They do loads for the veteran community. So if, like me, you like to support them, please put in the promo code GRANITE0 at checkout and get yourself 10% off. I'm too good to you, and I'll see you guys soon.